Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, she is my friend. Hi, Mary Traveland. Hi, everybody. And welcome to our program this day. Beautiful day. In this cool, literally, in this wonderful. Nice to have a break in the weather, finally. We waited 4 months for this, although it wasn't a bad summer. We are here to talk about the plants at your place, and the only way that we can do that would be if you get involved. This is a talk show. You need to talk. If you are quiet, then this is what you'll hear. And that's not much fun. Let's have a conversation. 800-288-WBAP. Steve Huddleston will join us in about 20 seconds, and he will show you how it's done and how easily it's done. 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. Without further ado, let's go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, the senior horticulturist there, Steve Huddleston. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us. And you've got several things you want to talk about. I'm not going to get in the way. Go for it, my friend.
Well, we have an area of the garden called the Horseshoe Lawn. It's really one of the older parts of the garden. The design is in the shape of a horseshoe. We have a live oak allee lining that area. And anyways, it's really looking nice now. We've done a lot of work in the area. We have newly planted beds beneath those live oaks. We have English ivy, soft caress mahonias, flirt nandinas, autumn ferns, holly ferns, linton roses, and then plum mews. Nearby in full sun, we have plantings of Rose Creek abelias and pink drift roses that make a colorful statement. So the whole area really looks nice. It's a very popular area. People love that large, expansive lawn, and it looks nice now.
All right, I want you to tell us which entry, and then kind of give us a visual drive up to the horseshoe bed area. How do I come in? Do I come in the old entrance?
Yes, you come in the old entrance, and you take that road all the way up where you have to come to a stop sign, but then you continue. You veer to the left and go all the way up to an area where people can turn around in front of the rose garden or the horseshoe lawn. So that's where I'm talking about.
All right. And, folks, the old entrance is the first one you will come to as you're coming from I-30, and Steve will give directions in a minute. But it is close. It's probably 200 yards from I-30, and it's the one that brings you in through some gigantic trees. Although the north entrance is now, the second entrance, is now beginning to have some pretty big trees around it as well. But,
yes.
But come in the original entrance and go as far, you might say kind of straight ahead. You're going to veer to the left, but keep on going up toward where the sunken rose garden is. Okay, now that we know where that is, that's great. Now, you're going to talk about two of the plants that you mentioned, Utopia, Plum U. Tell us about that one.
Well, this is a wonderful shrub. It's called Plum U or Utopia. It's a slightly upright vase-shaped shrub. It is heat-tolerant, drought-tolerant. It loves the shade. Does well in zones 6 through 9, so that includes us. It's hardy to minus 10 degrees. Does well in part sun to shade in well-drained garden soil. Gets about 3 to 4 feet tall and wide. And you can use it as an accent, as a container plant, in mass planting, on a slope, as a hedge, or even as a border.
Folks, this looks like the Yews taxus, T-A-X-U-S, that you see in the north, and it's Y-E-W if you're going to look it up. This is Utopia Plum U, and Cephalotaxus is the genus. It may be a little more botany than you wanted, but I wanted you to have an idea of what this plant looks like, and you'll find it in a lot of garden centers, not everyone, but a lot of garden centers. And this soft caress mahonia came on board, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago, something like that, and it's been pretty popular, hasn't it? Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, it is related to the leatherleaf mahonia that many of us are familiar with.
Which is not a soft caress.
No, not at all. But soft caress is an evergreen shrub that gets about 3 feet tall and wide. Again, zone 7 through 9 is hardy to 0 degrees. It enjoys part sun to shade in well-drained garden soil. In early winter, you'll see bright yellow flowers or clusters of yellow flowers stand atop the foliage. This is perfect for an Asian garden or as a specimen. Looks nice as an accent in a container, mass planting, or on a slope.
All right. couple of great plants there, and if you want to see them before you buy them and use them, you can go to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. They are absolutely wonderful. Do you have either of those in the Japanese garden? Those just sound like they have Japanese garden written all over them, both those plants.
Well, that's a good question.
I wouldn't be surprised. Don't be surprised if you walk in there and see them, because that's the kind of setting where they just do beautifully. So, all right, how does somebody find the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
And that's like 2 or 3 miles through that construction zone that seems to go on forever, but west of downtown Fort Worth on I-30. From the west, easy to get to, no problem. University Drive and then north a little bit. All right, and then how do they find you on the phone if they want to punch up a number and get information?
That is 817-392-5510.
And then the website's the easiest part.
fwbg.org.
Folks, this is Steve Huddleston. He is the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. He's also my friend. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
Have a wonderful Sunday. Thank you, Steve. All right, and that is report is sponsored by Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. Great company. In fact, they were very generous in a donation to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden on some children's gardening activities a year ago. So Scott's and gardening go way back. The name Scott's is also synonymous with fine fertilizers, and it ought to be. They've been in the business for a long, long time. Millions of American gardeners rely on Scott's products each year. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer will protect and strengthen your lawn for a fine lawn this fall. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer replenishes nutrients lost during the harsh summer months, prepares grass for the winter, and builds strong deep roots for a healthier lawn next spring. The most critical feeding of the entire year comes now with Scott's. And water deeply to hasten the greening. Children, pets certainly can re-enter the lawn right after the product's been applied. For the best results, apply it using a Scott's spreader. Now, you'll find all Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's store and other great retailers across Texas. The product you're looking for, Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Fertilizer. More information at scotts.com. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP. 800-288-9227. All right, and we're going to take a call before we do anything else because Barbara in Colleyville is on hold. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning.
How may I help you?
We have a problem with nut sledge in our front garden. And it has, when the grass wasn't able to be cut during the summer one time, we even saw it in there, but I'm really not worried about that because you can't really see it. But it's in one, we're in a townhouse, and it's in one side, we're on the end, and it's only on the side that we don't have a neighbor. But it's really bad. We pick it constantly.
Yeah,
and
you're not going to get rid of nut sedge by pulling or any mechanical means. Nut sedge is often called nut grass, and the reason that it is properly called nut sedge is it is a sedge. It's in with the reeds and the sedges, not a true grass.
Okay, sedge.
And to anyone who is trying to figure out whether they actually have nut sedge or a weedy grass, the way you can always identify the sedges is by digging up one plant and rolling it between your index finger and your thumb, the stem of that plant. And if it's triangular, it's a sedge. If it's round, like a corn stalk, it's a grass. Grass is a corn. And a corn is a grass. And so that's how you identify nut sedge. Nut sedge is a horrific weed invader. It will get everywhere. And so you do not want to allow it to stay in your lawn. You want to address it over the entire planting. Barbara, most of the control for nut sedge is going to have to come in 2015 for you now. There are two products that are on the market that are labeled specifically for control of nut sedge. Pay very close attention because one of them could be kind of confusing when you go in to buy it. Image is the original nut sedge control. Image. And Image is what I used 20 years ago to get nut sedge out of my lawn and out of some beds. Image works on nut sedge. It's slow. You have to be very patient. It requires two applications, 30 days apart, and they must both fall between May 15 and September 15. So you're too late now for this year for image. You also must be very, very careful when you go to a garden center and buy image, because image now has been expanded to a brand of a family of products, not just the original Nutsedge Control. It was so successful, they just said, oh, everybody knows the name Image. Let's put some other products in, and we'll call them Image also. So you have to ask for the original Image, the one that's for only for controlling Nutsedge, and you'll get it. It's a wonderful product. Works well. Slightly newer chemistry is a product called Sedgehammer. It used to be called Manage, but it is called Sedgehammer. It's a misspelling of the word. You'll get an autocorrect the first time you type it. Sedgehammer is a little bit different in its technology, in that you only need one application in theory. And so you could try that one right now, but you're at the very tail end of its season. Always read the label of either product to make sure that the plants that you're going to be using it around are cleared. Certainly the grasses will not be a problem, but if you're getting into ornamental beds, you want to make sure that the plants you're treating, the soil, this is just a grammatical explosion. Right. And forgive me for that, but you're treating the soil beneath these plants. Make sure that those plants are not going to be harmed by the Sedgehammer. I don't, or Image. I don't think you will, but I have a problem. But anyway, check the label. That's what you need to do.
That's what my question is how can I get it to other
plants? Label will tell you that. I do not pretend to answer for the whole label, because there will be hundreds and hundreds of plants on the label, and it'll give you the very specific recommendations of whether you can use it beneath these plants. Generally, if you are outside the drip line of a shrub or a tree, and that's the area where the water would drip if it rained, generally you're okay. The problem comes with shrubs that have been pruned time and time and time again. The roots outgrow the canopy. So talk to your nurseryman. It's best that you buy these from a local independent retail garden center, and talk to a certified professional nurseryman and let them guide you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You betcha, Barbara. I'm glad you called, and good luck with it. Stay with it. It'll take a little while, but you'll get there. All right, folks, I have a really exciting thing to tell you. We mentioned this last week, and it was such a hit that we decided to do it again. I have taken delivery from the warehouse in San Antonio of a limited number of books, specifically with the intent of offering signed copies of my brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I've been to my office again this week, and I have signed more copies. I've been a little bit immobilized by a bad leg, and it's called a stress fracture, and it's getting better. But I went to the office and sat there and signed books, and we have them ready to go. If you call between now and 11 this morning, you can get a signed copy of my brand new book, Lone Star Gardening, at no additional charge. I'm not going to charge for my signature, but I just thought that might be kind of fun for folks, and man, it went gangbusters this week, just gangbusters. So as long as we have a supply on hand, that's available to you. Call right now. It's $28.95, normally $32.95. This is the book that has everything I wanted to put in my book. I self-published it. It is not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It is strictly available through my magazine office and my website. Now, the magazine office is 1-800-752-GROW with an O. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11. You can have a signed copy of the book. Somebody called yesterday and bought six as gifts for Christmas. I'd love to have our staff take that and help you in the same way. The book, Chapter 1, is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 is 48 pages, month by month, 4 pages per month of all the gardening activities in that month. So you'll never have, well, all the stuff on controlling Nutsedge right there for you, and everything else that has anything to do with timing. And then individual chapters on trees and shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, fruit, and vegetables. This is not a revised copy of my complete guide to Texas gardening. That's what you'll find in stores, and that book is 23 years old. This one is available through my office, self-published, not on Amazon. 1-800-752-GROW. A signed copy available to you for $28.95 plus $7 sales tax and postage. 1-800-752-4769, or you can order online anytime today at neilsperry.com. We'll mail them tomorrow and Tuesday. NEIL SPERRY.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com.
And one of the joys that a radio broadcaster gets, and that is, got a call from one of my advertisers, and he said, what's the number for the foundation repair company that you support? And so they are now in contact with one another, and they will be happy, happy people, both of them. Well, this one kind of speaks to me. A sudden illness or accident can happen anytime. You can depend on the emergency department at Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano and Baylor Regional Medical Center at McKinney to be ready. They're open 24 hours a day, 365 days and nights a year. I didn't go into the ER with my stress fracture. I wasn't even sure what I had initially. And then my wife said, shall we go to the ER one night? I said, no, I can wait till morning. And so the Baylor healthcare system really helped me. The caring professionals, the board certified physicians on the medical staff at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney have experience treating everything from minor wounds to broken bones to strokes. Learn more about emergency services at Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney by visiting BaylorHealth.com. And my wife proudly serves on the Baylor McKinney board. She really enjoys that opportunity to serve. It's a non-paying position, and she just really enjoys being there and contributing as a community leader. They wanted her, and as somebody whose daughter's life was saved by Baylor Plano, she wanted to give back. Our daughter was saved nine years ago from the flesh-eating bacterium at Baylor Plano. We love the Baylor healthcare system. And, you know, having talked to a lot of professionals in law enforcement, they have given instructions. If anything ever happens, get me to a Baylor system. They've told me that. So BaylorHealth.com, Baylor McKinney, Baylor Plano. Join us all day Saturday, February 14, for the annual Home Landscape School for 2015. That'll be at the Plano Center. I'm Neil Sperry. Stephen Shambly from Shandor Gardens and I will teach you principles of good design, best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, and terrific lawns. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape project. You'll get a 30-minute consultation with a landscaping pro February 28 or March 1. The all-day event, Saturday, February 14. All the details at neilsperry.com.
Wow, that's a great music bed. Makes me sound really, really like a speed talker, which I am certainly not. I am. I was in town. I guess it was the day I went in to sign books, and there was a truck from Wortham Brothers going to a job, and I thought, oh, good for that customer, because they're about to get the best roof available anywhere. Wortham Brothers lead their industry, and they've been doing so since 1986. They provide the highest quality workmanship, materials, and service. That's 27 years in the business. You know, I'm going to do the math now, and I think they deserve to call that 28 years in the business. And they are really good. Through education, certification programs, and strong quality control programs, they meet their goal with every homeowner. And then they back it with a 10-year labor warranty. They want to do the best possible job for you. Now, when weather comes through, you can have a real issue in a real hurry. Storms pop up quickly. Wind and hail can and will damage your roof. And that's the time you need to call Wortham Brothers. They schedule a free roof inspection. Their number is 972-562-5788. If you've had any kind of a storm in the recent months, you need to call Wortham Brothers right now, because the insurance claims do have time limits for filing the claim. Wortham Brothers needs to be called to help you. They are very thorough in their inspection. 972-562-5788. So here are three times that you ought to have a roof inspected. Certainly before a claim expires, before you list your home for sale, better that you find out than have somebody point it out to you later, before you change insurance carriers. You want to make sure that the old carrier who covered any damage gets a chance to help you. Call Wortham Brothers Roofing at 972-562-5788. Again, 972-562-5788. Or visit their website. It's
wbroofing.com. This is Wortham Brothers Roofing, so it's wbroofing.com. A good roof is not a matter of chance, but a matter of choice, and I choose Wortham Brothers Roofing. All right, let me give you our phone number. We're going to Richard in just moments. But the phone number, if you'd like to call, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Richard, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, sir. Sincerely appreciate your show.
Thank you.
I got to make a decision. We're building a house, and we've got a deck that's 20 foot by 20 foot in the full sun. And we're thinking of building a, is it a pergola? Is that what they call it? The crisscross?
Mm-hmm. Pergola, yes.
Yes. Can I put pots, large pots, and have vines that would grow in large pots that would help fill that pergola in?
All right. What is below the surface of the deck? Air, soil, how far down?
No, there's going to be a screened-in porch below that deck.
So this is quite a steep slope then.
It's just a two-story, more or less. So you're going to have a screen porch, and on top of that is a deck.
All right, I got you. What you lose, Richard, when you have a plant in a container is probably 15 or 20 degrees worth of winter hardiness because that pot will freeze, where if the plant were in the ground would not freeze. You know, when they talk about the freeze line for water lines, the freeze line in North Dakota may be 6 feet down. And so water lines have to be below that, I guess. I've never lived in North Dakota, but in our area, the soil rarely freezes more than an inch or two down, and rarely even that. Well, in a pot, it freezes all the way down because it's up there exposed to everything. And so you'll have to use plants that are quite winter hardy. Doesn't mean you can't do it, but a couple of plants that we commonly use to cover arbors and pergolas would be like Lady Banksia Rose or Carolina Jessamine, and I don't believe those will make it through the winter for you. Now, you could grow annual vines each year and just plant seeds or transplants early in the spring and grow them. That would be a possibility. Or Wisteria or Madame Galen Trumpet Vine would work, but both of those are very large vines. They would need pots that would probably be 3 to 4 feet across, big pots. And that's going to be a lot of weight up on that roof. It may work, I don't know, but you need to be aware of the weight of them. Just need a lot of roots. I'm trying to think of any vine that is a little more refined that wouldn't require quite so much root area, and nothing really comes to mind. Off the top of my head.
The trumpet vine is the orange.
Yes, they're beautiful.
Okay, and wisteria is the purple.
Purple, yes, like clusters of grapes. A trumpet vine will drop, and their flowers do tend to stain. And so if you have a floor one of the Trex or the other manufactured deck materials, I don't know if that would stain or not, but it potentially could. You'd need to keep it swept up pretty quickly.
Okay, and then the other was...
I'm just a bundle of good news.
You're doing good, though.
Okay.
The other was the jasmine. That's the yellow, goldish color.
Yeah, it is. Very fragrant. It only blooms in the spring, and so does wisteria. Whereas in some cases, the flower becomes secondary to the shading that they give you in the summer. Trumpet creeper will bloom all summer long, and you'd want Madame Galen, G-A-L-E-N, Madame Galen trumpet creeper.
Okay, and then the first one was land something, you said? Was it land?
Yeah, I'm thinking. I mentioned two that. Lady Banksia Rose. Lady Banksia Rose is a thornless rose that goes up and over surfaces very nicely.
Okay.
I really fear that would freeze on you. If you had insulation bats or something, you could wrap the soil in if it was properly watered before a hard freeze, and you'd probably be okay. I mean, a really hard freeze probably be okay, but. Anyway, that would be my concern there.
Well, we're going to have automatic, water up there where we could water the heck out of them, but I'm just...
Don't have to water the heck out of them. You just need to make sure it's not dry when it's freezing.
Okay, but I mean everyday type in the sun type thing.
Yeah, and you might eventually need that. I normally tell people just water when things are dry, and there's no predicting how rapidly that will happen. But in the summer, once those plants are mature and have the pots completely filled with roots, you might have to water every day.
Okay, and you're saying 3 to 4 foot diameters.
Big, okay, if you're using Lady Banksia, Madam Galen, sounds like the ladies here, or Wisteria. Those are big vines. All three of them are big vines.
Okay. Well, I sincerely, again,
you could go with something smaller. You could go with something smaller and a little more refined, and just use like one that I like a huge amount is the hyacinth bean. It's an annual. You'd have to start it from the ground up each year. It has purple foliage or maroon foliage and maroon flowers and pods. It's a bean. It's beautiful. You'll see it around town this fall. It colors up in the fall. It's just beautiful. And it would give you shade by summer. It would not require quite as large a pot.
How do you spell that one?
Hyacinth, just like the flower. H-Y-A-C-I-N-T-H. Hyacinth bean. Dolico Slab Lab. Thomas Jefferson grew it. It's an heirloom plant.
Okay. Sincerely appreciate your
help. All right. Have a good day. Thank you.
You too.
All right. Well, I got myself behind on that one, didn't I, guys? All right, we'll get right to the newscast. Let me tell you about Dallas Plumbing first, though. Dallas Plumbing Company, providing the finest in plumbing services to Dallas area homes and businesses since 1903. 111 years? Oh, do you own a company or do you work for a company? Has it been around 111 years? That's pretty impressive, and it's the same family, the Downs family. And if you were to visit with them at their store or out on the street, they are the nicest people. They're just so unassuming and wonderful people. Dallas Plumbing Company's earned multiple awards, including Consumer Choice Award winner, Best Plumber in D Magazine. You name it, they have it. And you name it in their kitchen and bath faucet and fixture showroom, they have it. They invite you to stop in and browse through the spectacular showroom Monday through Friday, all day long, and Saturday mornings. That's at 11055 Plano Road. 11055 Plano Road is just outside LBJ Freeway on the north side, northeast side of LBJ by about a mile or so. And let me tell you, all of our fixtures in our home came from there years before I did my first ad for them. But we need to tell you, this is Dallas Plumbing Company, and they also do heating and air conditioning, and the Carrier Cool Cash rebates are back. You can save up to $1,500 on a new Carrier high-efficiency air conditioning and heating unit for your home, or you could receive up to one full year with no interest financing. Your choice now until November 15. Visit DallasPlumbing.com for details. DallasPlumbing.com or call them at 214-340-6300 for a free estimate. That's Dallas Plumbing. Call them for all of your plumbing needs. They offer a 10% discount for seniors on plumbing, heating, or air conditioning service. Talk to them about their Silver Star maintenance program also for your furnace and air conditioner. That one is a real deal. We have that. For more information and other offers, call them at 214-340-6300, DallasPlumbing.com.
License is TACLA 38830C and M163.
Encore Electric Service Delivery, those are our friends. They really are our friends because they are the men and women who bring electric power into our homes and businesses. And they have a message that's kind of combined. There are several aspects of the message. Number one is know before you grow. Please know before you grow. It's very important that you know your tree's height, the mature height and width of any tree that you are trying to plant. Talk to your nurseryman before you buy something and bring it home and put it beneath the power lines, only to find out later you have created a green giant of a problem. So that's one message from Encore. Another message is don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high-voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured, even killed, if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with the power line, causing sparking or fire, get out of that area. Call 911 right away. And if you're going to be digging, or a landscape contractor is going to be digging around your home, you need to locate the power lines, the below-grade utilities, before you start digging. So call 811 at least two business days. Now, there's all this and a lot more information at Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. They've been my sponsor for many years, and I'm proud to have them here Encore.com. Before we go to the news, let me tell you that we have open lines right now, and we would love to hear the ring of a telephone at 800-288-WBAP. If you call right now, odds are about 99% that you will be on in the next segment of my program right after the news. 800-288-9227. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom, and as I heard on the news earlier today, the effervescent Major Logan. Prove it, man.
Thank you so much, Neil. It is 8:35. Motorcycle fatalities are on the increase in Texas. That story and more coming up after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking your classicchevrolet.com. Right now, traffic watch in Dallas, Mockingbird Lane at North Buckner Boulevard. An accident there in that location. Also, Luna Road at Northwest Highway sees an accident. And another accident in downtown Dallas, I-35E northbound at Continental Avenue. That wreck has taken out your 4th and 5th lanes. And now the WBAP 24/7 forecast. Mostly cloudy skies today. It's going to be milder with a high of 83. Mostly cloudy tonight, low near 70, then continued. Mostly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 87. And possible scattered showers and thunderstorms developing tomorrow night. Right now, it is 63 degrees. Motorcycle fatalities are on the increase in North Texas as the number of cycle riders increase.
Officials say more people are turning to motorcycles because of fuel prices, and our mild weather offers year-round riding, unlike areas that have cold and icy winters. In Fort Worth, the Star-Telegram says there have been 14 fatalities so far this year. That's compared to 11 in all of last year. In 2013, 460 motorcycle drivers were killed in the state, according to Transportation Department statistics. Those numbers increased by 14 fatalities from 2012. Mickey Briggs, 24/7 News.
President Bill Clinton and wife Hillary are campaigning for local candidates in the early presidential caucus state of Iowa this weekend. But does that mean she's going to make a run for president? White House correspondent Jonathan Carl reports that yeah, it probably does.
I'd put it at 99%. Look, she has set up a political operation. She has done nothing to discourage the grassroots organizers that are preparing for a run. She's frozen out other Democrats. If she is not running, this is the biggest head fake in the history of presidential campaign politics.
Once again, mostly cloudy skies, milder, high today, 83. It's 63 degrees now at Dallas Love Field. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. And once again, we have a line open for you if you'd like to call right now at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It's time now for the SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week. And today's dog is Blossom, B-L-A-H-S-O-M-E. I thought, what am I looking at here? And then I realized that's Blossom. Sweet girl. And she is a beautiful little dog. She's just gorgeous. Let me describe her to you. She's never met a stranger, 5 years old, an adorable tri-colored coat with the cutest tail around. She's 18 pounds. I love the smaller dogs because everybody can have a small dog, and even folks in smaller homes. She's the perfect gal to cuddle and hug all day long. Blossom loves to play, especially loves toys. She was surrendered to the SPCA because the previous owners had to move away to a nursing home. Can you imagine how that would break your heart to have to go to assisted living in some way and not be able to take Blossom, your dog? She needs a wonderful home, and she is beautiful, loves to play. And you need to get out to the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney, meet Blossom today, friendliest little dog in town. To view all of the animals the SPCA of Texas has available for adoption, please visit spca.org/findapet. And just like all pets at the SPCA, Blossom has already been spayed, microchipped. She's had all her age-appropriate vaccines. You can meet her at 8411 Stacy Road. That's Stacy Road, which is Main Street if you're coming from Frisco. Take Stacy until you get just east of Custer Road, and that's where you'll find the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center. It's a beautiful and cheerful place. Noon to 6, 7 days a week. Noon until 6, 7 days a week. The Dallas shelter opened the same hours, and that beautiful facility is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road. The SPCA of Texas Pet of the Week.
Storms on the way? Get updates on your phone and your inbox. Text and email alerts at WBAP.com.
Want to talk to you about our home landscape school coming up all day Saturday, February 14 at the Plano Center. Stephen Chambly from Shandor Gardens, my buddy and a wonderful plant man with a wonderful sense of humor, one of Texas' most respected and requested public speakers, and we got him for that day. February 14, all day. Valentine's Day, I know it is. Principles of Good Design, the best trees and shrubs, annual and perennial color, terrific Texas turf grass, effective entries and front gardens, and fun patios and backyards. That's what we're going to be teaching you, how to do a landscape plan to scale. Stephen and I will teach all day long on February 14, and then 2 weeks later, you get a 30-minute one-on-one consultation to finish your landscape plan. We teach you the principles and get you started on the 14th of February. Then on February 28 or March 1, you pick the date. You get 30 minutes with a landscaping professional to finish your working drawing. It's of a project at your home. All of this is the same price it's been for the last 6 or 7, maybe 8 years. $179 for one person. That's the early sign-up discount. It'll go up to $199 if you delay. $179 for one person, $219 for two people from the same household. You can get all the information at neilsperry.com. You can register there if you'd like, or you can call my magazine office right now until 11 today. And that's 1-800-752-GROW. It's the same phone number you use to buy my brand new book, the signed copies that we have available for you right now if you call right away. 1-800-752-4769. 1-800-752-GROW.
Don't miss late breaking news and weather. Sign up for WBAP text and email alerts now at WBAP.com.
My very good and long-standing friend, Bill Jensen, Norway Irrigation. When I think of Bill, I think about all the projects I've heard him being involved with, all of the jobs that he has done through Norway Irrigation, all of the quality for which he has stood for his entire career. Bill Jensen at Norway Irrigation, my friend. Norway founded in 1983. He had been a nurseryman before that. When I met him, he was a nurseryman. He decided he wanted to specialize. They have served all of Dallas-Fort Worth and the surrounding counties faithfully since 1983, and nobody does a better job on sprinkler irrigation. Bill features Weathermatic equipment. He will not cheapen the quality of his installations by cutting corners here or there. If you say, well, Bill, I really would rather have you do this or that, if it's going to compromise the quality of the installation, he'll say, I'm sorry, I just can't do that. It wouldn't be a Norway installation if I did that. When he goes back in to rework an existing system, he may use another brand just to maintain the integrity of the system. But Weathermatic is his go-to quality brand, made right in the Metroplex, I might add. Norway Irrigation, a long history of working with architects, designers, and homeowners on all sizes of projects, large and small. He's done work at my home, my office. I'm proud to tell you about Norway Irrigation, also for sprinkler repair and maintenance. 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com. 972-446-3292.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right, Steve, thank you very, very much. And let's go back to our phone lines. We go to Darlene in Denton now. Darlene, how can I help you?
Hi. We bought last November 6-foot bushy yews to put around the perimeter of our patio. And they were very healthy, thick, full. We're trying to make a fence around the patio so we don't put up a fence, rather do it with bushes. And they were just gorgeous when we put them in. Over time, they just started turning brown. And my husband's cut all the brown off, and they're just thin now and just skimpy.
What kind of yews are they?
What kind of yew? Oh, I don't know. Do you know what kind of yews? No, I don't.
All right. Let me do the
tall and can grow even taller.
Yeah. Let me do the best that I can then without knowing what plant I'm talking about, because there are so many plants that get called yew. You heard Steve Huddleston's report earlier about the Cephalotaxis plum yew. And that's one that probably is better adapted than a lot of them. Let me tell you the three that are sold in the nursery trade, three groups. You will find that group with the cephalotaxis, which is fairly new to our area and has caught on pretty well. And Steve mentioned that they must have garden soil, meaning they need a lot of organic matter, a lot of moisture. And my experience with them has been that they may be a little bit better if they're not in full afternoon sun. False Japanese yew is Podocarpus. That's a different genus entirely. All three of these are different genera. Podocarpus is an upright plant. It has leaves, needles, if you want to call them, that are probably 2 to 3 inches long and about as wide as a pencil, so maybe a quarter inch wide. It's a lovely plant, very nice upright plant that would very likely be what you have. And that plant is not very winter hardy in our area. It was hurt last year by the winter. There aren't a lot of them. I've tried them on a couple of occasions and lost them to cold both times. And both of those two plants that I mentioned, I have found, just by observation and firsthand experience, have a narrower margin of error. You let them get a little bit too dry and they're gone. You keep them too wet, where other plants might survive, like hollies, they'll be gone. They get too much sun, they may be gone. They're not as forgiving as some of the other plants. I don't have quite as much experience with the plum yew as I do with Japanese yew. I've grown it all my life, but I don't have any right now and probably won't plant any more. If I wanted an upright, and then the third group that is huge is a true yews. Those are Taxus, T-A-X-U-S. They're northern plants that occasionally sag down into Texas. And I'm sorry, there are some in the Japanese garden at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, but they are in a very specific microclimate, and I just have never felt comfortable recommending those. I don't believe I included those in my new book at all, because I just didn't want to frustrate people. All right, if I were looking for an upright screening plant that would get 6 or 8 feet tall, I would use Oakland holly. Oakland holly, okay, is beautiful. That is what I have bought. That's what I've used. If I wanted something taller than that, I would use Nellie R. Stevens holly.
Okay.
Those are two outstanding upright screens. Just the main thing to tell you, Darlene, is when you plant them and you get into next summer, they're going to look great, and you're going to say, uh-oh, I wonder if that got too dry, because they don't wilt. They barely change color when they begin to get to the point where they're going to die if you don't get water on them quickly. It is better for you to water them about 3 times a week for the first couple of years, or first year for sure, probably 2 years, 3 times a week in the summer by hand with a hose, not with a sprinkler. And really soak them, because they are drought tolerant, or drought responsible anyway, once they're established. But they are in such lightweight potting soil when they come from the nursery, usually from the southeast United States, that they dry out much faster than the surrounding soil. So.
Okay, and you call that what holly?
Oakland or Nellie R. Stevens. Nellie R. Stevens is very large. I have a lot of them at my home, both of them, and I love them both.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate your call very, very much. Uh-huh. Anthony, wait on me if you will, please. And Gary, I'm coming right to you. Folks, my brand new book came out this past April is really going over gangbusters, and I'm very, very grateful for your response to it, and I'm proud of it. I worked for a whole year, 13 months, 11 of them writing, and then about a month and a half proofreading and printing. And it's not in stores. I decided this time I'm going to be responsible. I'm going to do the whole thing, self-publish it. Had a wonderful artist working with me and a fabulous graphic designer, and the three of us did the book. Well, the book is called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It's not on Amazon. As I say, it's not in stores. Lone Star Gardening is not a revised edition of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book has sold hundreds of thousands of copies, and I'm grateful for that, but 23 years is a long time in horticulture. This book is brand new. completely up to date and a completely different format to make it much more user friendly. When you self-publish, you get to make the decisions of how a book will look and work. And I'm really happy with Neil Spray's Lone Star Gardening. Chapter 1, Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2 is what I used to put in my annual gardening calendar of what needs to be planted and pruned and fertilized and sprayed in each month of the year. But we do 4 pages per month instead of 1 page per month. So this one now is 48 pages. That's Chapter 2. Then individual chapters on trees and shrubs and vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials. The annual and perennial chapters, there are charts, 10 and 12 and 14 page charts to help you pick the right one. Wait till you see them. All of my big posters that were $10 each, you can still buy them for $10 each, all 4 of them. And we brought all of that information into the book. So that'd be $40, but the book's only $28.95, normally $32.95. And by the way, there are chapters then on lawns, on fruit and vegetables. A lot of information. Now, here is the special offer for you. And this is only the second week we've done this. It's for a limited time. I took special delivery of enough books that we could try something. And it's going over really, really well. The books are warehoused in San Antonio. I had them shipped up enough that I could sign them. And we offer to you a signed copy of my book, signed this week, boxed and ready to mail tomorrow or Tuesday for the same price, $28.95, regular $32.95. I couldn't sign it when it was new because there were thousands of them to do, and I can keep ahead of this one. So call my office between now and 11. You're going to get a family member when you call. We're a small business, and I'll tell you right now, you'll get a family member. Somebody out of our family is going to answer that phone. Joseph is even there. I hope he doesn't answer. It is $28.95 plus $7 postage and sales tax, 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. WhizQ professionals will conduct free how-to classes, Saturday, September 20th, how to build a segmental retaining wall. And on September 27th, how to build a backyard pond. All classes will start at 10 a.m. each Saturday in the Lifestyle Display Gardens at WhizQ Stone. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dream. It's finally, officially, annual tree sale time at Shades of Green. Right now, you can take advantage of savings up to 30% off their container and B&B trees, 10-gallon or larger. You can't go wrong. Fall is almost here, which is the best time for planting in North Texas. As always, Shades of Green has a phenomenal selection of plant material from specimen-quality trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, ornamental grasses, perennials, and annual color. New shipments are arriving weekly. Don't forget, September is the time to apply the most important fertilizer application of the year. At Shades of Green, you'll find a wide selection of gardening supplies from fertilizers and foliar sprays, mulches and compost, organic gardening supplies, and insect control, as well as beautiful pottery, fountains, and unique garden accents. Need some landscape inspiration? Want your landscape to go from simple to sensational? Give Shades of Green a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. They specialize in low maintenance and low water requirement landscape ideas. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com.
Well, let me tell you right now about Arborological Services. The finest in tree care comes from their people. They were at our house a couple of weeks ago finishing up some work. They had another job they had been working on and got here a little bit late the first time about a month ago, and they came back. And folks, when they do the work, it is so exquisitely done. These people are the pros. They have been in business since 1981. They have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, and each one of these certified arborists has an area of the Metroplex that he or she maintains and goes by on whatever basis you schedule them for, to check on your trees to make sure that they are completely healthy and vigorous. I have them come out at least once and usually twice a year. They do everything from complete tree maintenance to heroic saving and cabling and bracing and lightning arrest and testifying in court, all that. On Facebook, you'll find them at Arborological Services, Inc., Twitter at The Tree Experts, online at arborological.com, arborological.com, and their toll-free number for anywhere in the Metroplex, 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. The best it gets, Arborological Services. Let's go to Anthony in Dallas. Anthony, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm well. Always good to hear from you.
Yes, I bought some oxblood lily bulbs about this time last year, and I planted them in the ground. Now I haven't, and it's been about a year now, and I haven't seen any flowers come up.
Let me tell you on mine right now, Anthony. I'll put your mind at ease a little bit. Usually with oxblood lilies and with spider lilies, it takes a couple of years for them to get really established and ready to bloom. And secondly, this year has been probably the least bloom that I've seen on my oxblood lilies in 20 years. So I have not seen very many around town, so I think this is really a down year, and that happens. It happens to all bulbs.
Okay, so just give it another year. And then
I would. Yep, I would. Yeah. It's just kind of like the Rangers. There will be a better year.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You betcha. Good to hear from you. Take care. All right, let's see. We have about a minute and a half. Gary and Rendon, I can help you, I think, in that length of time. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have had a population explosion of grass burrs, and our soil is primarily sand, as you can imagine. So, and I was told that if you have nice thick grass, that'll crowd them out and they won't come up. Well, I have them coming up even in the good grass.
All right. Well, they're a real problem in sandy soils, which is why they're not only called grass burrs, but also called sand burrs, same
mm-hmm.
plant.
Yep.
And they will, you won't see them in clay soils with a good lawn, but you certainly will, as you're experiencing, find them in reasonably healthy turf when you have sand. There is only one way to avoid grass burrs, only one way, and that is to put out a pre-emergent weed killer in the spring. I have about half a minute. I can do it in that length of time. You're putting out either Halts, H-A-L-T-S, or Dimension, D-I-M-E-N-S-I-O-N. Halts is at the big national stores. Dimension mm-hmm. is going to be in the independent retail garden centers. Those are granules. Apply them between March 5 and 15. And then 3 months later, between June 5 and 15. If you miss the first one, the second one's of no value. Got to put them on both times, and that'll get rid of the biggest part of the population.
Great. Thanks, Neil.
The only way to do it. Thank you. Folks, I have all my lines open right now. Call now, 800-288-WBAP. We'll be back.